This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camilla Kelly, Anissa and Sumitra Selvaraj. Our second story is related to our Twitter poll, so let's get to that first.
We're asking you, do you trust celebrity-driven publicity campaigns? Your choices are yes, no, or if the answer is more complicated than that, write it to us at BFM Radio. You can tweet us, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
So Priyanka Chopra has recently attended a beauty event where one attendee made a remark about her in relation to a previous Indian-Pakistan conflict. Mm-hmm. So while I'm not going to go into the specifics of that conflict itself, Priyanka's response to the remark has received some criticism online in her capacity as a UN Goodwill Ambassador. Some say that her response didn't necessarily reflect the values of the organization. But let's take a wider look at celebrity activism in general. So when we think about a lot of global socio-political movements today, I think we can almost always put a celebrity face to it, right? Yeah. Many celebrities, especially those in Hollywood in particular, have been using their fame for activism, and essentially that's not a bad thing.
And there are many celebrities who have taken it upon themselves to be a leading voice in some of these causes. Mm-hmm. Stars are speaking out about topics ranging from reproductive rights to immigration reform to LGBTQ issues. Some examples include Kim Kardashian even and prison reform, Emma Watson with her feminism, Leonardo DiCaprio and the climate crisis, and Angelina Jolie is at the forefront of the refugee crisis.
But when you take a closer look, most of these prominent personalities named are ambassadors of international organizations such as the UN. So the UN Goodwill Ambassadors and Messengers of Peace are distinguished individuals carefully selected from different fields of public life who have agreed to help focus worldwide attention on the work of the United Nations. They volunteer their time to raise awareness of the UN's efforts.
So what is the responsibility between that person and the organization that they represent? So earlier today I spoke to Abby Latif. She is the secretary of the Women Girls Organization. Women Girls organizes role model conferences where they select inspiring role models to engage and share their stories with young girls. So these role models have included significant figures in the past, including celebrities. So I spoke to Abby about what goes into picking the right person to champion a cause. Here's a clip from that interview. So what is the expectation of an organization or company when they decide to take on a celebrity as their ambassador or to represent them?
I guess it's being relatable to the community. For example, our organization is very grassroots community-based. So whenever we think about any celebrity or public figure that we want to bring to represent our causes or fight for champion our causes, we would think about how relevant and relatable they are to the community. And it's also, they need to be likable, and it's not really like they need to be already popular that people know them, but they need to be likable instantly at that moment to the community. And that's always our main concern, because when you represent a cause, especially when you do activism and represent a cause, you need to understand the community that you're talking to. And if a person, celebrity, does not understand, we will try to train them and educate them. And it's always that whether they can feel relatable to the cause or the community itself. Yeah.
And, you know, there are so many celebrities out there. How do you pick someone to champion that particular cause? You know, how do you ensure that your values and their values are aligned that way?
I guess in what we get to do and with our network and exposure, we're quite blessed to be friends with many of them. And, of course, you need to find who have the best strength, who is the closest to the cause that you champion. So I will always make sure that the people that we pick or choose or invite will be somewhat embodied, the embodiment of our cause. So they need to be that. Like, you can't pick somebody that you're like, are they even like the embodiment of our spirit, of our nature? So because we are so full-heartedly do this, so we need to have that wavelength, that synergy, and it's always that energy. We need to find that chemistry with them. Yeah.
But how do you expect them to carry out those values of the organization in what they do outside of it?
But this is another thing that people need to understand, whether especially from the organization. They cannot simply pick and choose someone because of their PR mileage or things like that. When you do a lot of community programs, you need to invest time in learning to know your champions. So you need to understand your champions. You need to have a relationship with your champions first. So I think that's why we have to make friends with the celebrities that champion our causes, so that we can kind of like evaluate through a longer term of whether they are suitable or not to be on ground. Like, I would never invite someone that I don't know at all, you know? So I would always make sure that, okay, if I know this person, I need to talk to them. I can feel I'm at ease with them, and I can feel that voice is within them. And it's always identifying that voice within them and asking them the right question. So that's how we get to choose our champions. Like, and sometimes this is always, people don't put enough effort in this, in the really investing time to get to know the celebrities and get to know their voice, which voice is suitable for which cause, or even different voice is suitable for different programs, because some of them feel strongly for something else, and you kind of like, okay, I have another program, I think you're better in this program rather than that program, you know?
Mm.
It needs to be their own awareness, and sometimes they just need to understand their power. And it's not like just the power of fame, but the power of making the change. And although they need to be aware, and we need to engage them a lot, and I'm sure the media needs to always have these questions for them, because I think always when you talk about celebrities and you talk about, of course, they are in it to be public figures and it's something that they want to do, but then the closest tier to them is the media, and the media needs to ask the right question to them, like, hey, you know, what are the causes that you champion? What change do you want to make, instead of just asking about gossips and scandals and things like that, you know? Because as much as the organization can do and bring awareness, we are also short-handed in reaching out. So this, we need to then pay particular, because I have seen celebrities who might be disconnected, but they have a very good managers who are aware, socially aware about a lot of things, you know?
Mm.
So it's, and I have approached celebrities who maybe I match them with organizations, because I get to know where they are more vocal in, and I get to see them grow within, not championing my cause, but championing different causes. And that's the whole point. It's all about seeing a person in power who have a power in their voice to make that change. And we need to, everyone around them need to constantly remind them that they can make that change.
So if, for example, in Priyanka Chopra's case, right, she is a UN ambassador who, based on her recent response, may not have reflected the values of the organization as well as some people, you know, might have liked. But in instances like that, what would be the best course of action for the organization itself?
They need to, the organization and her need to sit down. Okay, you know what? Sometimes we don't know our strength. And you need to then map out, okay, which one is much comfortable for you, is more relatable to you. And you need to then enhance that part. You don't have to champion the whole entire voice. There are part and portions of the voice that you can be stronger at. So if the organization needs to map out, like, for example, if I need someone who could potentially want to champion children's causes, but then might not be related to homelessness, might not be related to education, but it could be sports, you know? So we need to map out you need to match it. So this is something that the organization and the celebrity if they believe and have faith in the fact that they want to champion it, for sure, let's make it right. Let's do the best mapping out and let's put you at the best position.
That was Abby Latif. She is the Secretary of Women Girls. So celebrities are no longer just entertainers, right? They are activists and they are thought leaders. But when does that become problematic is the main question here.
When Priyanka opens her mouth.
I didn't say it, I only thought it.
It's important that the power of the voice is directed in the right place and that it won't be taken into something else that it isn't actually helped, when it doesn't help the cause. So like you said, a good example would be what happened recently between Priyanka at the beauty event. So there needs to be consistency in their messaging, both within and outside that organization. So for example, Naomi Campbell, who posts for animal rights group PETA, I'd rather go naked than wear fur campaign, and then later modeled fur coats. So that's a good example of inconsistency in the message.
Well, not to drag Priyanka Chopra back into the conversation, but she did the same thing when she, I think, was caught or a picture of her, paparazzi picture of her emerged of her smoking while on holiday. Now, what she does in her personal time is absolutely her right. But unfortunately, she'd also made a rather clear statement some time before that about how she didn't smoke herself. And, you know, she's asthmatic as a young child and that she was very perturbed by people, you know, exploding Deepavali crackers all over her city because the smoke was just unbearable and nobody should have to go through this. And she was a spokesperson for asthma. That's unfair.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember someone also screenshotting that post and sending it back to her.
Oh, wow. People can be catty.
Yes.
I mean, like, okay, so like Leonardo DiCaprio, I've always had an issue with him. He's this Hollywood, I suppose, one of the most loved actors in Hollywood of our age, and quite linked to the climate activism as well in Hollywood. But he was called out for jet setting across the world in his private jet. Although earlier this year, he did switch to commercial flights.
Leo ain't got no time to get onto a boat for 2 weeks to cross the Atlantic. What are you talking about? No. He's a busy man. He's got Oscars to hunt down.
Did he finally get one?
He finally got one.
The next one now.
I mean, Tina, you were...
No, yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this call-out culture, but at the same time, it is also important to point out hypocrisy and also not set people, like certain people, you give them a different standard. Oh, but, you know, they're just entertainers, like, you know, they're not going to be perfect. And but if a politician does something wrong, then suddenly, you know what I mean?
Like,
So I'm a little bit, I'm not so sure how to navigate the conversation around this.
I can
this.
Think of a very good example of one reality TV star who did make it into politics and used his celebrity to make it into the highest office in politics.
But you know what? I think about calling out culture, at least for me, I think if you're a public figure and if you've put up such a public statement, it is bound to come back to you. And I think that is something that you have to be prepared for because it is a public platform and you are writing it to your followers.
But why prepare for it when instead you could just believe in it? Why get on board a campaign that you perhaps don't 100% believe in, but feel that this is the right thing to do because this is the topic du jour, or, you know, this is the issue that everybody is talking about, and therefore I need to lend my voice to it. Why not just lend voices to causes that you truly believe in that may not be very popular, that may not have the PR mileage that everybody is looking for, but it's something that you really believe in.
Yeah. I mean, in Priyanka's case, I know some people, they argue that because she's Indian and that's why she felt maybe the need to talk about or to say Jai Hind.
You're referring to the in BeautyCon.
Yes, in BeautyCon. So I get that perspective as well. But like you said, there are so many other causes to lend your voice to. And there's so many ways to approach that same issue.
And sometimes it does get quite murky, right? Because we don't really know when it comes to celebrity-driven causes, which ones they are paid to push and which ones they push out of their own willingness. And in many cases, and I'm not saying that all celebrity-driven causes are bad, because in many instances, they have used their fame for a lot of good.
Yeah,
they have shed light on issues that nobody else wants to speak about. Think about the way the conversation on, for example, sexual harassment was broken wide open by the Me Too movement.
Yeah. Mm. Or like even Kim Kardashian with prison reform. That's absolutely incredible. Like one of the few good things that she's done, I have to say. And also Taylor Swift and getting a lot of young voters to register to vote, right?
Yes.
I remember when Kim first came out with that.
People were making fun of her, laughing at her.
But at the end of the day, she got what she was, you know, trying to fight for. So I think we shouldn't dismiss the contribution that celebrities can have in these important conversations. I don't think we should belittle it either. And depending on the celebrity, they can really push for impact. Like you said, Kim Kardashian is not a person I would associate with prison reform. And yet when she got out there, she did it, right? I mean, do you think celebrity activism is something that we should continue to encourage, especially here locally? I think only one person really comes to mind, but I can't think of anyone else beyond that. I don't think it's very trendy.
I'm trying to read your mind right now, Kelly. I'm staring at you reading your mind.
Lisa Surihani.
I was just going to say that what Lisa and Daphne are doing at the moment in kind of their beginning forays into looking at child statelessness is commendable because they're not just lending their voice and name to the cause. I think they've just come back, or whether they still are, or they've just come back from Europe, they attended a course be able to educate themselves. And this, to me, is true celebrity activism. This is when the spotlight gets shone in the right way.
Right.
But it's so rare here, right? Because that form of activism is not very trendy among our own celebrities yet, I feel. I mean, I keep up to date with that as much as I can. And then there is also the problem with looking at celebrities versus actual experts on an issue. For example, vaccination. I think we pay a lot more attention, or people in general pay a lot of attention to celebrities and what they have to say about vaccination compared to actual experts or doctors or even environment. When it comes to the environmental issues, like people, like you said, rather listen to Leonardo DiCaprio compared to professional environmentalists like Al Gore.
And I think it's a slippery slope when it comes to medicine. And when I think it comes to medical issues, I think you should only be listening to the experts.
Sure, but I also think that it is important for us to have conversations about our health, about specialist topics, whether it's about our health, whether it's about the environment, or even finance, to encourage health literacy, science literacy, financial literacy, to have that conversation on a kopitiam level, let's just put it that way. But, you know, the expert opinion, yes, we turn to the experts for that, but just because an expert is not in the picture doesn't mean that we shouldn't be having the conversation.
Mm. So in the same vein, when it comes to effecting change, I personally don't believe, although their efforts are commendable, I think it's fantastic that celebrities, you know, push these campaigns to effect change, but effecting change should happen at the kopitiam level as well.
Right.
Just the conversations.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yeah.
So let us know what you think about celebrity endorsement of campaigns. Mm-hmm. So you can keep the conversation going by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Call us 773-2900. We'll get to the poll results right after Unconscious Power by Iron Butterfly.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're with Tina, Kelly and Sumitra on the Daily Digest. Today, we heard from Greta Thunberg, the teen climate activist who spoke to reporters at Plymouth just before she set sail for America yesterday.
And in our second story, we spoke to Abby Latif about celebrity activism. So that point Abby said about how organisations should make an effort to be friends with the people they bring on as ambassadors, I thought was a very good point. And it also made me question in instances like what happened with Priyanka, who is to blame for that? Is it the UN who didn't have that proper sit down and discuss how their values aligned, or is it Priyanka's fault simply for just, I suppose, going ahead and saying something she probably should have refined better.
Yeah, and you know, we had a couple of social media, comments come in via WhatsApp, and this one in particular kind of nicely encapsulates what we've been trying to get at. Celebrity-driven campaign, the celebrity must have the right integrity and they share the same vision for change. Otherwise, their influence will mislead the public. It's unfortunate if the campaign is driven for profit. Very nicely, succinctly said. Mm. And we also had one more comment from an unnamed person, so we're just going to call her Deepika. She says, Priyanka Chopra has long been riding on any cause that helps feed into her own celebrity. She's a feminist when it suits her, a peace activist when it suits her. Most of these celebrities seem interested in championing only one cause, and that is themselves. And it's really, really no surprise that when we asked you the question, do you trust celebrity-driven publicity campaigns, an overwhelming 94% of you yelled no, with only 6% saying a meek yes.
Oh, wow. So the jury has spoken. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show, but you can keep the conversation going by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. If you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can download the podcasts from bfm.my/dailydigest or from our BFM app. You can also look us up on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. is Front Row. Sharmila Gunnison speaks with director and playwright Fa Abdul about her latest play called Tales from the Scars. To take you to the top of the hour, here's Slow Dive with Here She Comes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.